Hey guys!
Welcome or welcome back to Likewise Pod. I'm Issa.
And I'm Sam, and we're so excited for another episode this week. And if you missed, not even last week, it's kind of also this week, Monday's episode, our first one of the new year. Wait, that was, okay, whoa, 3-day weekend? I just got so confused. I was like, that wasn't a Monday because I didn't have work. But yeah, two episodes in 1 week almost, which is super exciting. And we are just so happy that everybody loved our season 5 content so much, like revealing our new cover and everything. And we're so excited because if you listened to the episode, you also knew that like we were struggling with making the cover. So
yeah. And if you listened to the debut, you heard what we said, what we might want it to be. And it's absolutely nothing like that.
Oh my gosh, it's nothing like that.
We're going to ignore that. But I'm like, I'm obsessed with it. It took a lot of hours actually to figure out how to do. And yeah, I like posted on our close friends story. I was like, I hate when I'm asleep or when I'm awake and Sam's asleep because then I can't talk to her.
Yeah.
Because I was like making covers. I was like, I don't like these, but I feel like it's getting closer to what we're going for. And then she woke up the next morning and like did stuff when I was asleep. And I looked at her, I was like, oh my gosh, that's it.
It's so funny. No, it's amazing. And I think it's everything we needed it to be. And we're not going to get sick of it because it's so just like the core of what we are, you know?
Yeah. And it's not the same font as everyone else. Yeah. Just watch. Everyone's going to switch to this font. And then we'll be like, are you kidding me? Another rebrand? Back to the old font.
That's so funny. Yeah, next year nobody's gonna care about Tandembus anymore and we could go back.
Oh yeah. But anyways, we are so excited to be, you know, in season 5 to like actually be here and not just talking about it and like talking about teasing about the things to come, but we're excited to be here and to experience it together and with you all. So for the first time actually recording in 2024, but I guess second time in 2024 episodes, season 5. Sam, what are your roses and thorns for the week?
Yay. Okay. My thorn is that I went to Kansas City for work and the trip was just so chaotic. I was there for a couple days and I originally was supposed to like leave right away, 8 a.m. Thursday morning, and get back into town and then like work at my regular office for the afternoon, then go home. But like we had so much more to get done than we were anticipating, so we had to extend our trip and work in the morning in the Kansas City office and then drive back the whole afternoon, which I kind of liked that better a little bit. But in general, like the trip was just chaotic. Like it was one thing after another happening to us. Like our tires were super low and almost flat and we had to go to Jiffy Lube and get them to fill them all up for us. And the guy told us, he was like, cause we were joking, cause we were like, this isn't our car. And he was like, serious question, whose car is it? And we're like, oh, you know, company car. And he was like, well, when you get back to work, will you let them know that your front tires are bald as we are 5 hours away and still have to like drive all the way back home the next day? So it was just like chaotic. And then our like turn signal stopped working. So many things. Classic van. We were safe though. And it worked out great. And I'm just glad to be home. So my roses are that I had some good barbecue in Kansas City. I went to Q39. If you've ever heard of it or been there, it's like supposed to be pretty iconic. It's won a lot of awards. It's so yum. And I saw the Wonka movie on Sunday and I really enjoyed it. And Daisy Jones was my last book of 2023. And I finished it after we recorded the episode or whatever. And it was one of the best books I read last year. So that was just like really exciting to like read it literally on the last day of the year. But I got it done.
That's so exciting. I was so excited that you really liked it. But I was like nervous. I was like, shoot, I hope I didn't hype it up too much. And also like I know other people who read Daisy Jones and they didn't like connect with it in the ways that I did, and so like they didn't love it as much as I did. So I was like, I don't know that Sam will like it because of that, or if she'll dislike it because of that. I don't know. But yeah, no, that made me so excited when I saw it. I was like, ah, LOL. My thorn. Okay, to make a long story short, I have like chronically injured hip flexors ever since like 2017 from soccer. And basically, my PT is like, yeah, pretty sure that it's from planting wrong your whole life and probably like walking, running not the best way your whole life. And then now it's like rough. I'm like, oh, great, amazing. So, hip flexors. They're like screaming at me, honestly, as we're sitting, as I'm, okay, I'm in my bed right now too. I could not sleep last night because my hip flexors hurt so bad. And last night I played my first soccer game in 3 weeks because we had a break. And you know what? I should have been doing something because, first of all, way out of shape. I was like, wow, 3 weeks isn't gonna do anything. It'll be fine. No, it was awful. But it was actually like, but it was fun. After the first half was awful. Second half was better. But yeah, so hip flexors, they hurt so bad. LOL. Live, laugh, love. And my rose is that I also finished my time before the end. Yay. And after my last, okay, so like my last two books I read after I recorded my solo episode about like 5-star reads, 6-star reads, whatever. And my last two books actually ended up being 5 stars. I was like, this is the way to go. I read This Spells Love as my 9th book, and then Twilight by Stephenie Meyer as my 10th book. And honestly, is Twilight actually a 5-star book? No. But did I still give it 5 stars because I love the Twilight saga? Yes. So sue me. Actually, I don't think anyone has grounds to sue me for that, but like that's fine.
Right.
But yeah. Oh, okay. Also, sorry. My biggest rose, though. If you know, or if you follow my time before the end, you know that I read Fourth Wing, finally. Loved it. 5 stars. I think I gave it 6 stars. Anyways, I made sure that my first read of 2024 was Iron Flame. Oh my gosh. I finished that. I am in shambles. I'm baffled. I'm so confused, but it's fine and I love it. And, but I'm also like, wish I didn't read it before the whole series is out, but that would take forever. So, yay, that's it.
Yay! No, literally, Tiffy, why both of us, every book we read after our videos was a 5-star. Or maybe
I
not every single
know.
one, but like, at least for me, like, I had 3 books left, all three of those were 5 stars. That's so funny. So, like, I actually have more. I don't. I don't remember how many I had total. I don't think I counted when I did the video episode, but 3 more because all my last ones were 5 stars.
Yeah, I think I ended up with I had 11 5-stars of the year, and then 8 of those 11 were 6 stars. I was like, I cannot just be giving it 6 stars out willy-nilly like this. That's so many. And so I think I ended up with 13 5-stars of the year, which would make sense because 11 plus 2 is 13. So fun.
Whoa,
Anyways.
that's actually wild. Okay, I just looked at my stack and it had 12, and then I counted the three that aren't in that stack that I read after the video. So that's 15. I have 15 physical copies of my 5-star reads of this year, which means that it was actually like, oh wait, and one of the books isn't even there because I already started putting them away. Oh my gosh. So I actually have like maybe close to 20.
Oh my gosh, that's the life I want to live though.
That's wild.
Shoot, so does that mean I'm reading, I mean, not bad books per se, like at all, but that either means I'm pickier about my 5 stars or I'm reading not as good books.
Well, okay, we'll get to it in a second, but like our average ratings are kind of the same.
Yeah,
So
which
that's
is really
interesting.
funny. Really, really funny. But yeah, so In case you missed the title of this episode, we're talking about our 2024 reading goals. And so we're just quickly recapping 2023. I like right now as we're doing it, even though we
Yeah.
low key did it in our 2023 five star reads. But yeah, so we're talking about books today.
Yes, we are talking about books today after last week being like, we're never talking about books, but no, we are. We promised we will still have enough book content. Just because we're like kind of officially bookish, but also officially not bookish. You know what I mean? It's like we are, but we aren't just that. So we're gonna dedicate this as a full episode to our reading goals for the new year, and do our best to make our recap of 2023 not super lengthy, because throughout all of our 2023 episodes, we touched on it a lot, and in our like last couple especially, since we were like trying to wrap up our year, we talked about what we were reading a lot. So like we don't really have a lot to say about the specific books we read, but like more just like we'll give you some quick numbers and then like what our next goals will be, you know?
Yeah. So, Sam, before we really get into our 2023 quick recap, what is your Goodreads reading challenge goal?
Oof. Okay. I was so torn on this, but I made mine 50 and I'm sticking with it, 'cause mine was 30 this last year, and you know, when we talk about 2023, we'll hear about it more. But I had a period of time where I didn't think I was gonna hit it because I did have a couple really bad slumps. But after those, like, and my biggest slump was the fact that I did not actually like read a novel until April or like or March or something. Like, that's how bad it was. And so that's not happening to me for this year. So I think I will be able to like do this goal and hopefully not hit as rough of slumps I had. But I'm committing. Especially, oh, I'm listening to a lot more audiobooks. I did not like really listen to audiobooks before, so I think that will help too.
Yes. So Sam's is 50, which means mine should probably be close to there. But mine's actually 30. So, oh, also, if you want, you can add us on Goodreads. We'll put our
Yeah.
links in the description so you can add us. Get us
Love
more friends. Get you more
Goodreads.
friends. Well, more friends as in two, but beside the point. Anyways, add us
Right.
on Goodreads. Love Goodreads. It's my favorite social media, not gonna lie.
Yeah, except honestly, it really needs some hardcore like updates, 'cause it just has like the
True.
worst software issues.
Yeah, the interface is not the best at all. Too bad I'm not a STEM girly, then I could help with that, but I'm just
Right.
ugh.
Stop. Not a book where the FMC fixes Goodreads.
Allie Hazelwood.
Come on, get to
Oh my gosh.
Wait, that's so funny.
So, Sam, want to recap your 2023 real quick? Reading wrapped.
Yes. Okay. So, like I said, my goal was 30 for 2023, and I ended up reading 43 books. Thank you, 10 Before the End, for getting me to 43, because it probably wouldn't have been that without it. And I read a total of 13,878 pages. You know, that's a good guesstimate. My most read author was Elsie Silver, because I read three of the Chestnut Springs series books. And my top genres were romance, contemporary, and YA. And my average rating was 4.2 stars, which is very good. I have really gotten more comfortable with just like rating high because I enjoy the experience of reading the book. So, yeah, what's yours?
My 2023 reading goal was 15 books because in 2022, my goal was 26, so then I could read one book every other week. And I read 11, but then I went back. Okay, I also have a spreadsheet where I like track every single book I have, and like I like put like the author, the rating, if it was an ARC, if it was a reread, if it was like a six star. I track everything. I love me a spreadsheet. I went to my spreadsheet and I saw a book that I had on there. I didn't actually finish it. So I had to take it off. So I actually read 10 books in 2022, not 11, of my 26 book goal. And then in December of 2022, I changed it from 26 to 15. I still only read 10. So I was like, I need to make it, something achievable. So I was like 15. And I ended up reading 48 books. So like three times my goal. So why is my reading goal only 30? It's simply because I'm afraid of commitment. I don't want to say, oh yeah, I'm gonna read 50 books and then only read like 40 or like only read like 30. So I'm starting small and like, every year I'll get more, but I'm not gonna just like jump from 15 to 50. That's wild. But yeah, so I read 48 books, about 17,061 pages. My most read author was Sarah J. Maas, seven books because I read all the ACOTARs. So like her four like novels and then the novella, which honestly is a novel in and of itself because it's like 200 something pages, whatever. And then Throne of Glass and Crown of Midnight, which are the first two books in the Throne of Glass series. And then my top genres were also romance, contemporary, and YA. And the average rating was 4.2. However, I went into my spreadsheet because on my spreadsheet, I only do half stars. I hate it when people. Okay, hot take. No, this is not a hot take. This is just.
Right.
I hate when people rate like to the quarter star. Like, no, 4.25. No, it's either four or four and a half.
Right.
Like, that's so annoying to me. My dad, he really hates it when people rate with half stars. So, like, if it's out of five and you give it a half star, just make it out of 10. I'm like, fair. But then I would want to do like eight and a half.
Right. No, that's funny. It gets on my nerves too. Like, there have been some books that I'm just really not sure in the moment, and so I kind of do a half star thing, but I always round up or down, like, because then that really tells me, like, ooh.
Yeah.
If I say three and a half, is it more three or is it more four?
Yeah, no, I know, same. Like it all depends. I'm like, okay, I don't want it to like I don't want to if it's three and a half, I don't want to say four because it wasn't that good, but it's leaning more towards four than it is three, but I'm not gonna say 3.75. That's stupid. Like, sorry, Haley fam, but that's dumb. Sorry, maybe I should redact that name.
All the BookTube girlies do
I
it.
know, I
They all
just
do it.
I really don't like it. Anyway, so Goodreads said my average rating is 4.2. My spreadsheet is 4.14, so like not that big of a difference. And then I read 12 books in December, which is so funny. Like
That's so many.
that is so many, like literally. And
And some of them are long.
yeah, freaking Twilight and Fourth Wing both being 500 pages. Well, Twilight's 498. Ooh. But okay, also something I noticed is like Goodreads counts like the acknowledgement pages as part of the page
Yeah,
count,
they count
which is
all the
really funny. I'm
pages.
like, oh, interesting. But yeah, with a couple 500 page books, a couple 400 page books, I think my shortest book was 270 something. It was Eastern Standard, which is out now, by the way. Go read it.
Literally right now.
Literally, go get it.
Today's the release
But
date
yeah,
when we're recording.
similar to Sam, like if it weren't for 10 before the end, there's no way I would have read 48 books. Like I don't think I would have even gone to 40 if I had not had 10 before the end.
Right.
So
Yeah, you were like ready to be done. Low
I was
key.
so scared. I was like, oh man, like my 10 before the end at the end, I was like, I'm burnt out. I'm so tired of reading. But I'm also like, but I have this goal that I need to do. And then I just got reinvigorated with Twilight because honestly, I was like just going through the movie in my head. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm picturing it. Oh my gosh.
I love that. I was cracking up at the amount of things that you were like, this never happens in the book, or this doesn't happen in the movie.
Yes.
Wow.
No, literally. Like, okay, sorry, spoiler, but like everyone's favorite, like most favorite part of Twilight, like the first movie, is hold on tight, spider monkey. When Edward tells Bella to like get on his back, so because he's gonna run through the forest. Okay, for apparently one, that was ad-libbed. Like Robert Pattinson brought that one to the set, and he said, "Hold on tight, spider monkey." Like, I'm sorry, that sounds like something Jasper would say, not Edward.
Right.
Second, that is not in the book because I don't remember if, no, that's not when, no, that's not when she confronted him. But also in the book, she didn't confront him about being a vampire in the forest. She confronted him in the car on the way back from Port Townsend when she went shopping with Jessica and Angela for homecoming dresses or Sadie's dresses or whatever. Yeah. Anyways, I was like, this
Intriguing.
is so different. And like, I get it. You have to make different choices for the movie. But also, I was like, I'm livid. Stephenie Meyer, how could you let them do this?
Right. That's so funny. Something super exciting. We just mentioned that Eastern Standard is out now. So exciting. But fun fact, we read Eastern Standard as an arc, and we thought it'd be fun to like do a little arc recap and also arc goals, which we don't have a lot of goals necessarily, but it'd just be fun to talk about because if you didn't know, 2023 was our first year of being arc readers, which was just so fun to start doing, and I think we read four, and I put kinda because, okay, so the first one was It Couldn't Be You by Rebecca Jo Jackson.
Love.
And yes, and then right after that, we read No Coincidences, and I'm saying it half counts because Tessa sent it to us after it was already published to review, so it was like not like an advanced review or anything. It was like just after the fact. So it's like a half arc
Yeah.
to me.
It's a irk.
Right.
Oh,
And
wow.
then Anywhere for You
Love.
by Alexis Noel was so good. And Eastern Standard. So those were four. And I mean it could have been five because we've had the arc for Silver Lies by Willa Lane since December 9th. And that releases January 9th, and we're just still like reading it now, like it's both of our current read at this very second.
Yes. So currently, Silver Lies by Willa Lane. Just reiterating in case y'all missed it. But so far, it's really good. We're really liking it. And as you know, Sam and I are kind of in our fantasy girl eras. But we have to keep reminding ourselves that this one is not fantasy. It's just like a dystopian sort of thing. So it's kind of fun. It's
Right.
kind of fun, like being
Similar.
fantasy-esque without it being fantasy.
Right. The cover's so cute,
Oh my
too,
gosh,
also.
I'm obsessed with it. Oh.
Yes.
But.
So I'm excited to finish just because the 10 before the end really pushed that one off for me,
I
so.
know, I feel so bad. I wanted to, but then we didn't get it until after we'd already made our 10 before the end, and we're like, well, and I realized last episode, I was like counting, I was like, no, I read four books that weren't on my 10 before the end.
No, that's why it was like so intense that I needed to finish it because I was like, if I don't finish it, there was like two or three other books that I read during that time that weren't on my list, and if I don't finish my last book, it's because of those. So like, I just have to. So yes, very excited to keep getting back into our arc era because we've kind of taken like a little bit of break, even though it hasn't actually been that long since we read Eastern Standard. But yeah, I don't know. We just definitely want to read more, especially with how many like more author friends we have now. We're really excited for their books and hoping that we get to read those arcs.
Are we friends with them to get free books? No. Absolutely not. We're friends with them. Well, we're becoming friends with them because we think they're cool. But also, like, getting arcs is so much fun. And it's like being part of an inside joke or like a secret. And as you know, we love secrets.
We love secrets, yes. And like we love when we like both read an arc, we love getting to like make little Instagram posts of like cute little mood board for the book and all that good stuff. So we just really hope there's more of that in 2024. But the first thing we need to do is keep better track of signing up for arcs because we had so many that we were just like I don't know how many I've signed up for before the year ended, so I'm like not signing up for like every single one I see right now. and I need to like start a list so I know what I've already signed up for or like how many I am, because I'm so scared of all of a sudden having like 10 to read at the same time.
Yeah. And like,
because I can't.
And honestly, like, we're kind of thinking about it. We're like, it'd be kind of rad if we got to a point where we're reading, you know, an arc a month. But as I said earlier, I'm afraid of commitment, and that's a big commitment. So I don't think we're at that point yet.
It's huge.
But you know what? If it comes down to it, comes down to it, and we'd be stoked.
Right. Like, if it just so happens to work out that way, like, on its own, where, like, one is falling into each month, that's so cool. But also, it could end up being, like, all of a sudden we have two in a month, and then not another one for a couple or something like that. So.
Yeah, so. Yay. We're gonna keep better track. We're getting into our organized era right now, which is actually a lot of fun.
It's so like fun.
Before we start recording, we're looking at our calendar for
when have we ever like looked at a calendar before we record it?
It's not been often, let me tell you that. I can count on two fingers probably.
Right.
So
funny.
But yeah, so that's kind of it. Well, like for our goals and stuff, and yeah. Okay, Sam, what else? Like, genre goals, author goals, what other goals do you have for 2024? Reading, specifically.
Yes.
Not just any goals, sorry.
I try to think about this so much, because obviously, like, I just have a huge physical TBR. Like, out of all my Book of the Month books, I've only ever read two of them.
Relatable!
Right, so it's like, and I know I'm really gonna like most of them, so I just like getting through those, getting through like every other physical book. Like, I have a lot of YA fantasy books that I haven't read, and I just need to be in the mood for them, so things like that. But my biggest ones I could think of is that, like, I got a big box set of the Penguin Little Black Classics for Christmas. There's 70 of them, so I'm gonna try to get through most of those. They're like they're short. Genuinely, they're like 40 page books, so most of them are short stories, and so I kind of thought it'd be fun to make that like a series also, maybe on like TikTok or something, I don't know, we'll see. And just in general, classics, I used to love them in high school. Like, some of my favorite books ever are classics. And I just read Pride and Prejudice, so now I can like move on to the rest of Jane Austen. I want to do that. My other goal is to read more banned books, which a lot are classics. So everything has all fallen into that category. I just kind of want to like diversify the genres that I'm reading. So like, you know, kind of a nice balance of nonfiction, romance, YA. I never read thrillers, literally never. So that could be fun. And then just in general diversity, like, I want to like expand my range of authors I'm reading, and like having diverse characters in the books I'm reading. Like, I don't know, I just like want to like really get like a well-rounded array of books for my year. I just think like that's what keeps reading like healthy and fun and intriguing, is to like not feel like you're reading the same thing over and over again. So yeah, that's my big goal.
Love that.
All over the place.
No, I love it. I am a romantic girly through and through now, but okay, I was also thinking about this. I'm like, am I just romantic because I've only read SJM, Sarah J Maas, like ACOTAR, and A Couple Throne of Glass, and Fourth Wing and Iron Flame now? Like, those are literally the only fantasy books I've ever read.
Right.
I've read like a couple magical realisms, but that's not the same as fantasy, so I'm like, I don't know. And I guess technically like Twilight too, I've read now. That's so funny that I've actually read Twilight, because I was like sitting on my currently reading shelf for
so
literally
long.
Almost 2 years, it felt like, but maybe it's just a year, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know, so I want to get into more fantasy series and like more fantasy books, just to see like, okay, do I actually like it, or do I just like fourth wing, like the Empyrean series and ACOTAR and Throne of Glass. And then also see Crescent City, since I do in fact have those two books. Sam and I have those ones. And since we have the Barnes & Noble exclusive editions, we have to get the Barnes exclusive CC3.
Oh, we trapped ourselves.
I know, but it's so
those are also paperbacks.
I know. I'm like, trapped. And I did not want to get a paperback of those ones because they're so hefty, but it was so cute. So I was like, okay, I'll do it.
They were so cute.
But yeah, anyways, so I do want more of that. Like, give me more of that. But also, obviously, still love me some regular romance, rom-coms, regular romance, whatever, too. But now that I've dipped my toe into the fantasy world, I'm not ready to just read straight fantasy. Like, it has to be romantasy. Like, honestly, if a book doesn't have romance, what's the point? Unless it's non-fic, then that's fine.
Right.
But, and speaking of, like, I also have, like, some sports books that I've been meaning to read. Like, my sophomore year, I enrolled in, like, a sociology of sport class, but then I dropped it because I was like, I have too many classes and this is going to be, like, the worst on my workload. So I dropped it, but I had to get, like, a book or two for that one. And then I ended up getting, like, three different books that the prof recommended. And so I'm like, oh, those are interesting. But yeah, but also, like, same as Sam said, like, I'd love to read more authors, and, like, with so many new indie author besties and their books coming out this year, like, it makes it easier because I'm like, I don't have to look far for a recommendation or I don't have to look far for, like, a new author. Right. Because everyone's new once. So excited for that. And also, like, more genres again, like, I don't know. Maybe I'll. No, I don't. I don't think I could. I couldn't. I'm sorry. I don't think I could do sci-fi. I think that's. I don't even know what sci-fi is, really. Mm. I barely know what fantasy is. Yeah, I don't know. Well, we'll see about the more genres part. I know I should, but a little scared. And, like, I know I've got my specific tastes. Example, what I said earlier. But I want to at least, like, try to be more open. But we'll see.
So exciting. I mean, it's easy to just be like, oh, I want to read more of this and this. And I used to try and be like, I want to read one nonfiction book a month and I want to do this. And I'm like, I cannot read like that. Like, I honestly, I believe everybody's a mood reader and like that's the whole point of reading also. Like, you know, to follow what you feel like reading in the moment. All I know is, okay, also one of my books I got for Christmas is a very, very big, hefty Stephen King book. And I know I said that, like, I don't read thriller, I don't read horror, I don't read anything like that. Like, I never read, like, I could not even name one that I've read. But I really wanted 11/22/63. And I got it, and if I read it, it would be the longest book I've ever read, because it's like 900 pages or something.
Oh my
like that
gosh.
Or like 800 something. So yeah, anyways, okay. I think I will check off adding that genre into my year.
Another hot point. Take, which actually isn't a hot take, I don't think books need to be any more than like 400 pages. When it gets to 400 pages,
right, why isn't it a three book series then? Give, like, me a three book 300
even 500 page. I'm like, no, this could be split into two, especially when, okay, Fourth Wing, for example, Iron Flame, for example, they're both 500 plus pages. Well, okay, Fourth Wing is 500, Iron Flame is like 620 or whatever, like my book that I have is 623 or whatever. They have part one and part two. No, don't give me part one, part two, give me book one, book two,
book one, book two.
I reading big books is the equivalent of reading many small books. So then when I'm spending all my time on big books, like Goodreads, like I'm not getting the satisfaction of achieving my reading goal. So then I have to rush like I did with my time before the end with small books. But yeah, also something that I know we've talked about, we tried it in 2021 and then we only did 1 month and we just never went back, but I think we have been thinking about maybe wanting to try it again, even though everyone in their mother's like podcast or book page or whatever is doing this, but like maybe like a little book club, but like maybe not even book club, just a buddy read sort of thing, or like just say, hey, we're reading this book. That'd be cool if you read it too. We don't have to discuss it, but we can if you want.
Right. Yeah. Because we did Everything I Know About Love. Good. And that was so fun. We did Likewise Book Club for that. And then we picked our book also. Likewise Book Club number 2 was supposed to be Beach Read.
Oh my gosh, it was.
And then we, like, didn't read it at the same time and, like, do an episode or promote it or, like, put it out there. But that was book 2. Oh, that was, like, was book so club funny. Number 2. It never happened.
And it sucks because, like, yes, we're both mood readers. And, like, I also fully believe that everyone's a mood reader. But, like, some can just stick to lists better than others. I'm not one of those people. but, like, when you're both mood readers and, like, picking out a book club book, like, it's a little rough.
For the both of us? Oh, difficult.
But we have ideas, and, like, I think it'd be fun. So maybe we'll do it.
Yeah.
Wow, there's, like, really no transition. Song of the Week. Sam, what's your Song of the Week?
My Song of the Week is Muse by Mr. Wives. And I don't have much to say about it besides I was listening to it when I was, like, packing for my trip this week. It just, like, came on and a mix or my library or day list or something, and I was just really enjoying it in the moment, and so it's like at the top of my one of my playlists right now. So ooh, yeah,
that's so fun. Listen, mine is Another Round by Raina Roberts, and well, I think it's featuring, I'm pretty sure it's featuring, because like there's one that's like just her, like it's her song, but featuring Taylor Holder.
Of all people.
I know, when I saw that, I was like, is that the same Taylor Holder, like, from TikTok? I looked up, lo and behold.
Like, yes. Sway House.
Yes, it is. And I'm like,
it's him.
I was like, oh my gosh, he's a country, a country artist now?
A country.
And I listened to his songs, I was like, I'm obsessed. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And I'm like, wow. I almost picked a One Direction song, because I've been listening to my One Direction 5 Seconds of Summer hype playlist lately. This is actually my experiment of this year. JK. But no, I was like, oh my gosh, no, I have to mention Taylor Holder. That's wild. Because, like, I'm not into, like, I never was, like, on, like, Sway House or, like, whatever, Hype House.
Or, Hype,
like,
House.
The only one that I was on was Hustle House. that was so funny. But yeah, like, I was never, like, on those, and, like, but all my other friends were, and I was just so confused the whole time. But, like, now I'm like, no, now I'm a Taylor Holder fan, but not for the same reason that you are. So funny.
That's funny.
But yeah, so excited. Yay. Episode 2 wrapped up. How fun. You know, season 5, rebrand. Some things changed, but others haven't. Just like us wanting you to rate and review and follow us on whatever stream platform you use, because that's fun.
Right.
That will never change.
We always want that.
We love rates and reviews. We love rating and reviewing too. Oh, yeah. Add us on Goodreads. You'll see our reviews, our rates and reviews.
Right. Our rates and reviews. See, reader girls are so used to rating and reviewing, so like, should really be so easy to do on pods,
out,
you know?
Out for 2024, not rating and reviewing. In for 2024, rating and reviewing. Pods and books.
Right. Snaps to that. That's it. So good.
Yeah, and then also follow us on Instagram at likewise_pod, because it looks so good right now. Also, it's so funny, because like, on our stories, I always like, I pull up the picture of our brand colors, and then I always use them on our stories for like everything, and on my personal.
Oh, wait, that's so
and
cute.
On my personal, the other day I accidentally posted something to the story with like the photo of our colors still on. I was like, oh no. So then I had like deleted it and I had to like redo it. I was like, oh, 5 minutes wasted.
That's so funny.
But it was so funny.
Wait, that's hilarious.
No, like, I do it all the time because like our colors are so good.
They're so
and, like,
cute.
It's so fun.
We're gonna do more with them soon.
It's so
too.
Fun, like, finding new color combos that like I didn't expect to like, but actually really like.
Within the group? Yes.
Yeah.
So good.
But yeah. Wow. Sam, this is so good. This is so fun having like a relatively short-ish episode for once.
I agree.
Maybe we should do this more often. LOL. But yeah, thank you so much for spending another part of your day with me, and I hope you just have a really great rest of your day.
Thanks, Issa, and likewise to you all.
Bye.
Bye.